We've had quite a week together, and I'm just full of all kinds of ideas and places of new joy, things that have challenged my life deeply in these days. And I'm very grateful tonight for Cam Anderson, for Bob Freiling, for Terry Morrison, for the committee that worked so diligently to put this conference together and had the vision to help us to walk into perhaps some places that we hadn't thought about before in relation to our own vocations and how that works itself out and may work itself out over lots of time in our lives. Our calling, whatever our calling is, our calling as sisters and brothers, as sons and daughters, our calling in our specific work lives, our calling to our families and to relationships all around us, our calling to our friends and neighbors and to those with whom we worship, our calling builds on a foundation of Christ's work and takes his work into the world in new ways. And God uses our work in a really miraculous way and splendid way. God uses our work just as God uses all parts of our lives to transform us into the image of Jesus, which indeed is what his work in our lives is all about. And God is using our work as well as a part of an overall design which only God in his sovereignty truly understands as he weaves together in history a fabric of his faithfulness. Sometimes we're very cognizant of a few of the details of how and why God is using us. Mostly, we are not. And that's probably for the best. Otherwise, in our own deceitfulness, we'd probably get pretty arrogant about the whole thing. Perhaps the greatest error that people make in their ambition to become all that they were meant to be, perhaps the greatest error that we make is thinking that about our careers only in terms of capacity, or what we are capable of becoming. When we do this, we think about God as the one who wants to help us to achieve our capacity. Sometimes I think about this striving for capacity, to achieve capacity, as a kind of ladder in our lives. And to achieve our capacity, we find ourselves first climbing onto the first rung, or we begin to discover what we can do. And then as we continue in our schooling, as we gain skills of various kinds, we begin to develop our capacities. And as we exercise our abilities and our learning, as we work hard and jump through various organizational and political hoops along the way, over time, we also acquire a certain title and position. And finally, at the top of the capacity ladder, we achieve the full bloom of life, we think, when we attain our capacity potential at the top rung of that ladder. The goal of our work life on this ladder, on this capacity ladder, is attaining the maximum of what we can produce, whether that be in an area of actual production of something tangible or intellectual accomplishment or notoriety or any number of other intangibles. Very little matters except for the drive to capacity. Even relationships, for example, can be used for leverage or merely for convenience or for our comfort along the way, but in any case, they are certainly subservient to the drive to attain capacity. There's little talk here in that ladder about legacy or destiny. Destiny is different from capacity. Destiny is a life of becoming all that I can be in Christ. It is a life of being transformed and a life of being useful, not only to achieve a certain measurable accomplishment in human terms, but to be truly useful in God's kingdom, which spans both this existence and the next. Our destiny has to do with what God is weaving in our lives for both time and eternity. And it involves more than our careers and more than our capacity. There's another ladder that I would prefer to think is what life is really all about. A better way to think about what God wants to do with us is to think about this other parallel or perhaps additional ladder. This one is not about capacity, but about character. When God calls us, it is not just to developing our capacity as human beings. He calls us to a total life journey, which includes all that we are and all that we do. He calls us to holiness, to a character which is being shaped by God's character. To develop character means intentionally walking up a different set of rungs than those on the capacity ladder. These include learning to trust God, learning to align our lives with truth, choosing relationships and vulnerability for their own sake, learning to own the outcomes of our lives, and owning our own stuff along the way. Being very cognizant of what God is doing on our journey of grace. This is not a ladder which is only about knowledge and skill, but about maturity, about community, about faith, about witness, hope, and love. In the end, what I believe that God will ask us, each of us, is not, did you achieve your capacity in what you accomplished in life? But rather, did you trust? Did you trust me, God will ask, and was your life transformed by our relationship? This is a journey about faithfulness rather than about accomplishment. Certainly, our capacity will be affected by the development of our character along the way. In the eyes of some, our capacity may be affected negatively. Some of us will not achieve what others expect from us because we will make choices under the lordship of Jesus, which may limit our productivity in certain ways in order to achieve other ends. Some of us will change where and by what means we want to pursue our capacity along the way. But as Curtis Chang reminded us, we are not called to worry about the scope of our impact. In the end, I, and I'm sure you, would much rather hear Christ say, "Well done, you good and faithful servant," than to have any other less affirmation, whether that be fame or the accolades of my peers or wealth or even the accomplishment of my own dreams. I want to leave a legacy of a life well lived in every area, and not merely the legacy of achieving my work capacity. God has called us to live in light of eternity.